Good morning all. Just a quick bit to carry on the invoicing discussion that's been going on. I do freelance work and I work for a company, and whilst I like the idea that Mac was saying that you get paid as soon as you've done the work, in practice any company that's of any large size just doesn't work like that. In general, they work on a 30-day system, mainly because it's more efficient for them, but for no other reason. If you want to do business with most reasonably large companies, like companies with more than about 10 to 12 people, generally they will pay at the end of the month. They will not just cut you a check every single day, because they don't have necessarily their bookkeeping people in. They also have cash flow issues. I know Mac thinks that they shouldn't exist, but in the real world they do. If you take my company, for instance, the company I work for, we only get paid at the end of every month. We never ever get paid in the middle of the month. So if we contracted out some work that completed on, say, the 15th, we would get money in on the 30th probably, and we would pay sometime around then to the contractor. It's just practical. It would be lovely if we had a huge bank account with loads and loads of money in it, so we didn't have to worry about these things. In reality, it doesn't work like that, and we can have months where our bank balance is relatively low, and we need the next lot of payments to come in order to fund things like wages. We're not a rich company. We're not IBM or Apple or things like that. We're just trying to make a living day to day. And invoicing and money management is an important part of that. And we have the concept of a work in progress. So if you look at our books, we might have 4 or 5 times what our current bank balance says in outstanding invoices that are due to be paid. Of course, it's actually got worse in the last couple of years because some of the bigger companies are now paying even later than 30 days, and that's trickling through the chain. So it's not uncommon now for some of our customers to not pay before 45 days or even 60 days. And then, of course, you have to chase. Now, chasing costs money, so now you have to hire someone to do the chasing, which means you have even less money. It's all quite frustrating in a lot of ways, but practically that's the way it works. My freelance stuff works very similar. I've got a freelance contract coming up for a very big organisation, international one, and they've already stated up front that if I want the work, they're going to pay me 30 days, 30 days after completion. You know, even though I'm a small business, sole trader in this sect, and it's not for a lot of money. But they won't pay me any earlier. If I want the money, if I want the work, then I've got to accept that. So I think cash flow is a very important area. And I think it's important that you invoice timely, in a timely manner. Certainly I invoice within a day or two of any freelance work I do. But my company, we invoice pretty much at the end of every month. So if we complete work on the 15th, we probably won't invoice it until the end of the month, because we know we're not going to get paid until the end of the following month regardless. And it's better use of our time just to batch the invoicing up. At least that's what I understand.